I'm Aaron Schachter, and it's The World on your radio. Lots of parents in the U.S., like me, put their kids into language immersion programs. But in many places, bilingual education is a necessity, not a luxury. And for about 20 years, Texas and other states have struggled to find enough teachers for a growing population of bilingual students. Kate McGee of Station KUT reports how some schools are tackling the gap by looking beyond the U.S. for qualified teachers.
Para hacer algunas compras.
Sergio Gon teaches kindergarten, and in his classroom, he and his students talk almost entirely in Spanish.
Pan, mantequilla, leche, chorizo. Nadie nos entendió.
Gon is a bilingual teacher at the elementary school in Giddings, Texas, a town of about 5,000 people halfway between Austin and Houston. Most of his students don't speak any English. In another classroom, Carla Monaco, also a bilingual teacher, teaches third grade.
Okay, guys, let's try to do and finish our food chain, all right?
By third grade, most of her Spanish-speaking students also speak English. They're ramping up.
What you want as a bilingual teacher is to fill those gaps that they have and fill it so they can feel like they fit and they are successful.
Something makes Monaco and Gon different from other teachers here. They're both from Monterrey, Mexico, just south of the Texas border. They moved to Giddings to become bilingual teachers. The school district was struggling to meet the need and decided to recruit from beyond the United States. It joined a group of school districts in the Houston area that traveled to Monterrey to interview possible teachers at job fairs there. 7 years ago, they met these two.
I have a bachelor's degree in architecture.
I have a bachelor's degree in business administration.
They're also married with two daughters. Gon started working in the school first after getting his teacher certification. Monaco joined him a year later. And Shane Holman, the assistant superintendent in the Giddings School District, is thrilled.
That's really difficult hiring bilingual teachers. There's a shortage in the state of Texas of bilingual teachers.
He's right. In Texas, nearly 18% of children at public schools don't speak English well. 90% of those students in Texas speak Spanish. It's a trend seen across the U.S.
We have a large migration of Hispanic population at the same time as white families are having less children.
Overall, in the United States, the number of English language learner students doubled from 5% in 1990 to more than 10% last year. In Texas, if a school district has 20 or more English language learners in a single grade, it's required to offer bilingual education with a certified bilingual teacher. But the shortage of certified teachers has dragged on for at least 25 years in Texas, and nationally, too. Santiago Wood runs the National Association for Bilingual Education. He says the federal government isn't doing enough to encourage people to become bilingual teachers.
We haven't taken the time or the initiative or the necessary action to recruit, to retain, to incentivize, to promote, to train bilingual teachers. And it has to be a focus effort. It cannot be just business as usual.
Last year, more than half the school districts in Texas couldn't find enough bilingual teachers to teach all the students learning English as required. They asked the state education commissioner for a waiver. Wood says he remembers recruiting teachers from Mexico and Spain in the late 1980s when he was a school superintendent in California. He says not all school districts are making it a goal to fill those positions.
School districts that make this a priority are the ones that are not having a problem recruiting bilingual teachers because they had the courage to take the right steps to make it happen.
Other Texas school districts, especially around Houston, have recruited teachers from other countries for nearly a decade. Now they mostly recruit from Puerto Rico.
Nuestros primos nos llevaron a su casa.
Back in the kindergarten classroom, Sergio Gon finishes up story time and reminds his students of why they're all there.
¿Ustedes saben hablar inglés?
Yeah.
Sí, todos estamos aprendiendo a hablar inglés, ¿okay?
A lot of English.
Yes.
Since they started teaching, Monaco and Gon have lived in the U.S. on temporary visas sponsored by the school district. They say having a job with a visa might make it easier to get U.S. citizenship. Last year, they finally received their green cards. They don't have plans to move back to Mexico. For The World, I'm Kate McGee, Giddings, Texas.